is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The scene of the latest mass shooting, a small Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. Six people, including three children, were killed when a 28-year-old opened fire inside the Covenant School. Mayor John Cooper.
Laura and I want to express our grief and our city's grief on this unexpected day, this worst day.
CBS's Janet Shamlian is there.
Terrified parents rushed to the school as their children were escorted out by police. Shundell Brooks said she got a call that her son's school was on lockdown.
No parent should have to receive that call. No parent should have to go through anything like that.
President Biden, talking about the shootings, again urged Congress to pass an assault weapons ban.
Police killed the suspect at the scene. The motive is still not known. The New Jersey Attorney General's office will take over the scandal-plagued Paterson Police Department after a string of controversial incidents and cases through the years. WCBS-TV reporter Christine Sloan.
The announcement coming after body camera footage was released showing police shooting Najee Seabrooks as he was having a mental health crisis. The anti-violence activist later died at the hospital.
North Korea wants more nukes. CBS's Alex Jensen in Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's demanded that his country make more weapons-grade nuclear materials, having been quoted by state media the day after a ballistic missile test that apparently involved a simulated nuclear air explosion strike, as the North's also reportedly continue to test an underwater nuclear weapon system.
Loud incubators could cause hearing problems for premature babies.
Incubators can be lifesavers for preemies, but a new study shows they can also contribute to hearing loss later in life. The research, published in Frontiers in Pediatrics, says abrupt and high-frequency sounds in neonatal intensive care units, or NICUs, may be overwhelming for newborns. Up to 4% suffer hearing impairments. Experts have recommended more noise limits. Right now, the acceptable max by the American Academy of Pediatrics is 45 decibels. A normal conversation is about 60. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
An elementary school in Wisconsin wouldn't allow a first grade class to perform a Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton duet at their spring concert. The song Rainbowland encourages LGBTQ acceptance. The school superintendent said the song wasn't allowed because it could be perceived as controversial. This is CBS News.